You prepared your surface, now you're ready to paint. You want the bedroom the color of a football. Your wife wants the color of a daisy. What color do you prefer, man?
Football!
Hey, you're
right. Daisy. Well, Tim, I like my bedroom to be light and airy.
Just like Al. We're going to paint the bedroom the color of a football. Now, how do we match this color perfectly?
Well, Tim, we use the Binford 250 Paint Boy.
Right.
It mixes the color and analyzes the pigments.
Would that be the three little pigments?
No, Tim, it wouldn't.
Sure wouldn't. Take your football, set it underneath the electric eye, press your color key, and boom. We've got ourselves touchdown brown.
And this works with more than just footballs. You can duplicate any of your favorite colors.
That's right. Antifreeze green. Roadkill gray. Whoa. Smash your thumb with the hammer purple. But today we develop a color just for tool time. The color Al.
Excuse me, Tim?
I'm going to make a color out of you. You'll be bigger than fuchsia.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
No, let's just show them what the machine can do.
Come
on.
Come on, play along. That's not what the machine...
Al, just put your finger in there. There you go. Okay. One part pasty white, two parts flannel. Okay.
I don't want to be a color.
Well, neither did Red. And look how well things turned out for him. Computer's in. All right. Oh, yeah. Now we got a bucket of Al. I'm ready to paint with Big Al here. Okay. Of course, Al is economical in the gallon size here. Al goes on smooth, just like that. Paint can be cleaned up with soap and water, unlike the real Al, which needs turpentine and wire brush. For the larger jobs, industrial buildings and warehouses, we suggest a roller and a couple gallons of Al's mom. Bingo on both counts. Now, I take it apart piece by piece, send it to my paint guy, Fred Axelby. Should be all ready to go in about 2 months.
2 months? I got a paint guy who'll spray the whole thing for you in 1 hour. You don't even have to get out of the car.
Well, 1 hour? Will they develop my film?
Oh, sorry. So, is Marie over here?
Yeah, she and Jill are in looking at dresses for that library fundraiser thing, which is why I'm out in the garage.
Women and clothes. Why do they make such a big deal out of what they're going to wear?
It's important. In my case, I'm thinking about a three-piece pinstripe blue suit with tasseled loafers, but I'm almost certain I'm going to go with the off-the-shoulder taffeta gown with the pumps.
Can't wear that. That's what I'm wearing.
Well, I'll go with the slingbacks.
That's a good look for you.
Okay.
Oh,
That is beautiful.
I don't know. It is really expensive. Oh, God, even my butt looks good.
Come on, Jill. You know you deserve this dress. The library is halfway at its goal because of you. Why else do you think we're having a dinner in your honor?
No, I can't. I can't. I don't even know if I can sit down in this thing.
Oh, so what? It's a buffet.
Hey, hon. Hey, Jill.
Hey. Oh, hi, Joe.
Tim, how sensational does Jill look in this dress?
Wow.
She looks good. I've always liked her in that dress.
Tim, this is brand new. You've never seen it before.
On you? I've seen it. Al's got that dress.
Tim, tell her to forget about the money and buy the dress, please.
Honey, it looks good on you. Why don't you buy the dress? You never do anything nice for yourself. You know how you are.
What do you mean? How am I?
You're tight, thrifty, cheap, cheapo.
I am not cheap. I'm frugal.
Frugal? You save pickle juice.
I reuse it in the tuna fish.
If you like the dress, it looks spectacular. Why don't you buy it? We'll save money some other way. We won't feed the kids for a couple months.
Hey, I got a dress guy. I'll get you the same thing for half.
No, really? Mm-hmm. For half? Mm-hmm. Not a knockoff? Not a second?
The same exact dress. It's completely on the up and up.
Wow. Well, okay. What's his name?
Can't say.
Well, what's his number?
No. You don't call him. He calls you.
When he calls, you say, "The swallows fly at midnight."
No, really? Is this on the up and up, you swear?
Oh, I guarantee it. I've known the guy for years. I'll have him call you tomorrow.
Well, great, okay, but make sure, because I got to have this by the end of the week. Now, there's the designer. This is the dress size. Don't tell anybody. I guess I better go get this off before I do something to it. I'll see you later, Marie. Thanks. And thank you, Joe!
Sure.
Tim, I got to talk to you. The photo lab called. They said you didn't bring in the picture yet.
Picture?
The picture of Jill that you were supposed to bring in 3 weeks ago.
Picture?
The one that we're going to blow up and have everyone sign at the dinner.
The picture.
Got to get it to the photo lab by 6 if we're going to have it on Saturday night.
No problem.
All right. Well, you know, it's 5:30 now.
Big problem. Huge problem.
I can't believe the dress isn't here yet. We have to be there in 25 minutes. Why did I ever get involved with Joe and his dress guy? Why?
Because you're frugal.
You should never have let me return that dress.
I tried to talk you into buying the dress. What are you talking about?
Don't argue with me now, please, Tim.
You know, we've got to get out of here. Jill, come on. You look great.
I'm wearing a bathrobe.
Put on some slippers. Let's go. Wait. Why don't you wear that slinky blue dress that's low cut?
I don't have a blue dress.
Who was that? Oh, I remember.
Oh. Oh, good. He's finally here. Oh, no, it's just Al.
It's not exactly glad to see you, but I'll take it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, I'm waiting for somebody.
Well, you look great.
I'm wearing a robe. Doesn't anybody notice? I'm wearing a robe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Al.
All right,
Yeah.
Okay, I got a big evening planned for us tonight.
Oh, can we go see Bloodsucking Vampires from Mars?
No, you're not seeing that movie.
Why not?
I want to see that as a family.
Nope, we're not going to go see a movie tonight. I thought maybe we'd do something a little more interactive. How does miniature golf with the putt-putt panorama sound?
Hey, cool. They have an awesome video arcade.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You don't go to putt-putt to play video games. You go there for one thing and one thing only. Miniature golf. All right, let's go.
I'd rather see a movie.
Yeah, I want to see the nuttiest raccoon.
The nuttiest raccoon?
Trust me, Mark, it's a big disappointment. He was not that nutty.
I believe that I had to wear this dress. Everybody's seen it. I've worn it like 1,000 times. I've taken it in, I've taken it out, I've taken it up, I've taken it down.
Jill, I'm really sorry about this. But you'll be happy to know that as of this minute, I'm getting myself a new dress guy.
Joe, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I'm going to have to kill you.
Honey. The parking lot attendant loved this dress. He said his mom's got one just like it.
Marie, come with me. I gotta go fix my face.
Okay. Good idea. There's nothing wrong with your face.
Boy, your wife is really steamed.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, there's Jill's picture. I'm gonna write something nice on her. Maybe she won't be so mad at me.
Oh,
That's the picture you picked out?
Well, it looked a lot better on her driver's license, I'll tell you that.
You blew up her driver's license?
That's all I could find. She hid all the photo albums.
Oh, boy, are you in trouble?
No. I'm dead. I'm past dead. I'm deader than dead.
You know, but the good news is, I'm off the hook. I'm gonna get something.
Honey, excuse me. You don't want to go in there.
Why not?
You're the guest of honor. We're gonna make a big hit. Let's go in the back way.
No. There is no back way.
There is no back way. You know, wait a minute. Let's go through the basement, get in the heating ducts, crawl up. At the right time, you'll pop through a vent. Hi, I'm Jill.
What?
Trust me. I have a TV show. In front of an audience, it'll be huge.
Tim, quit kidding around. I want to show Jill the surprise we got.
No, you don't.
What surprise? The committee did something special for you, but we can't take all the credit. Remember, Tim picked out the picture.
Oh, honey, you gave me a surprise. Oh, it's so nice.
Gosh darn it, why don't we all see the surprise
all
together?
Right, okay. You blew up my driver's license picture?
That's a surprise. I gotta go fix my face. Well, honey, all in all, it was a pretty good evening, wasn't it? It was a great speech. Oh, that roast beef was good, wasn't it? Who would have thought I had certain potatoes with the roast beef? What was that sauce that had, special sauce that had in it? That's
gravy.
Gravy. But it was beef gravy, and they cooked it. It was spiced. It was so well...
Shut up, Tim.
Oh.
How could you blow up my driver's license picture? How could you do that?
Well, it was better looking than your passport photo.
Well, there are only two choices here. Tim, there's tons of pictures of me in this house.
Well, I didn't have time.
Why not?
Oh, because Marie sprang this on me at the last minute.
The last minute?
The very last minute. And if she'd give me some time, I would have picked out a perfect picture.
Oh. So you're just saying this was all Marie's fault?
Well, I wouldn't want to point the finger at her. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even mention it to her. Who are you calling?
Time.
Oh, I got the time. It's 9:35.
Hello, Marie.
Oh, boy.
How much time did you give Tim to get that picture? Three weeks, yeah. Thanks, Marie. Bye.
Hey, how's Marie?
3 weeks. You said the last minute.
Who are you going to believe? My guess would be Marie.
Thank you for ruining one of the most important nights of my life.
Oh, didn't ruin it. You raised all the money. People love your speech. Oh, come on. There's a bright spot here. Everybody's laughing at the picture. They didn't see that skaggy dress you have on. Hey, why don't I just sleep on the couch?
Yes, he got a hole-in-one. Do we have to keep hearing about it? Brad got a hole-in-one. Yippee, yippee, yippee.
Sounds like you ruffled a few feathers.
Yeah. When he plays miniature golf, he's like a total different person.
That could be a good thing.
Dad, he's psycho golfer.
I happen to take the game seriously.
Al, it's just miniature golf.
Dad, he brought his own clubs. Even a 7-iron.
You made a little girl cry.
Well, she walked right in front of the clown's mouth.
Well, something had to be said.
The manager kicked us out. Al is now banned for life from the putt-putt panorama.
Well, big deal. You know, as soon as that manager graduates from high school, I'll be back.
Well, while you're waiting, Al, why don't you look into Miniature Golfers Anonymous?
Oh, boy, that is a terribly nice picture of you.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Mom.
Mom, is that you? That's the worst picture I've ever seen.
Yeah, you look like the nuttiest raccoon.
Your father picked it out.
Huh.
Way to go, Dad.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes, bud.
Go to bed. Brush your teeth.
I'm real sorry about this picture, Jill.
Look, I'm not just upset about the picture. I'm upset because of the fact that you never even realized how important this whole night was to me.
I know now.
Well, you should have known before. I've been talking about the library fundraiser for months, and every time I do, your eyes just glaze over and you go, Right.
Honey, that's how I concentrate.
So, I see. You're saying that you heard everything I said about the library fundraiser?
Yeah, it's right up here.
Yeah? Oh, well, what are we raising money for?
The library.
What part of the library?
Part of the library that needs money raised for.
You see, it's useless. I guess it's just too much for me to expect you to put yourself aside and think of me for a change.
Wait a minute. You don't always listen when I'm telling you stuff that's important to me.
Tim, when you talk, I listen.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What kind of carburetors are on the hot rod?
Holly double pumpers.
Holly what?
Holly double pumpers.
Well, I've told you about the engine. What kind of engine do I have in the hot rod, huh?
350 small block, bored 30 over with a 400 crank.
Tires?
185 60 R14s.
Aha! They're 195s. And you say you listen to me. Is it written on here somewhere?
Hi-ho, neighbor.
Hi-ho, Wilson.
Jill, what a pleasant surprise.
You're out late.
Mm-hmm, just doing a little stargazing. You know, they say if you had a strong enough telescope, you could look all the way back in time to very early man before his brain was fully developed.
Well, you come over to our house, you can see the same thing without a telescope.
Trouble in the Taylor Galaxy?
Yeah, it's the Big Dip.
Him?
You know, I just don't think he's ever going to change. When I first met him, I thought he had such great potential for sensitivity. But here it is, 15 years later, and he's still stuck at potential.
Well, Jill, I can understand your frustration. You know, it's been said that men marry women hoping they won't change. Women marry men hoping they will.
What are you saying, there's no hope?
No, not necessarily. In the time I've known Tim, I've seen him progress and evolve significantly.
We're talking about Tim the Tool Man, Taylor?
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, when he first moved in, I had to remind him when your birthday was. Now I just have to remind him to get a gift.
Well, I guess that's some improvement. His table manners are better. Mm. It's been a while since I've seen him shoot peas out his nose.
Well, there you go.
It's just, he's evolving so slowly.
Well, Jill, I'm reminded of an old Chinese proverb. Be not afraid of growing slowly. Be afraid only of standing still. I'm sure that Tim will eventually become the man you want him to be.
Yeah, but with my luck, he'll be 101 and he'll listen to everything I say, but he won't know who I am.
Today at Tool Time, the name of the game is frames. You can frame a house. You can frame your lenses. You can frame a coworker.
And we're supposed to be talking about picture frames. Now, a good frame can accentuate the beauty of any subject.
Of course, there's exceptions to every rule.
We'll be cutting our wood at a 45-degree angle with our miter box.
Right. And while Al is busy working, I'd like to veer off the subject for a little bit if I could. I don't think men know just how selfish we can be sometimes. I know it might come to a shock to the audience here, but the old tool man can be a little insensitive at times.
I know I'm taken aback.
How often do we put ourselves aside and think about the women in our lives we cherish?
Ha ha ha!
I know all the wives out there know I'm kidding around.
I know there's some point to this, but I'm not seeing it.
Well, I was thinking about what you said, so I got you something special.
Tim, I don't believe you did this.
Well, I just wanted everyone to see you like I see you.
Honey, that's really sweet.
And not only did I get the right picture this time, I went around and had everybody re-sign it.
Even that plastic surgeon who wrote, "I hope you have a good personality."
Yep. And you seen the look on his face when I walked in during a liposuction to get the signature.
Oh, Tim, this is so great that you did this. But, you know, I just gotta say, it's really big. Yeah, so what are we gonna do with it?
I'll buy you a big wallet. But in the meantime, tonight, I'm going to cook you a fabulous dinner. Oh. Steak, mashed potatoes, and peas.
That is so sweet.
I'm going to use those little peas, the ones I can shoot halfway across the room. Two players, one shot apiece. The 13-year-old versus Al, I got a sliced Borland.
Dad, this is so stupid.
Afraid, huh?
He's afraid of you? I don't think so, Al.
Good, you got the whole thing put together. Tim, I thought we threw that away.
I'm recycling.
Can we have some quiet here? I'm trying to line up my shot.
Why? Take a pill, will you? It's not your shot anyway. Brad, the champion, goes first. Come on.
Champion,
come on.
Champion, champion. Just go.
Loosen up your swing. Concentrate.
Can I go now?
The game is not over.
Pressure's on, Al. Next up, Al, the double bogeyman Borland. Al's always in trouble on these greens here. Doesn't like the concession area.
And you can use this with more than... And you can use this with more than just footballs.
What is this?
What?
What's the line? And this works with more than just footballs.
It works with more than just footballs.
And this works with more than just footballs. You can also duplicate any of your favorite colors.
That's right.